Hello.
X360 FM, your favorite radio station.
You have a caller. To accept the call, press 1. For more options, press star.
Hello, X360. This is Sickle Sickle speaking, also known as the D-Man. How you doing?
Who is that?
It's X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this, bitch. We still in this. We still in this, bitch. We still in this.
Turn down for what?
Excellent.
Let's do it.
Hey, look, this is your boy Cat Talk right now. You're tuning in to H360 FM Radio, man. Make sure y'all follow me at Cat Talk One. Let's get it.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle. Full circle. Hey, listen.
Are you ready? Ready for the ride of your life?
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's That?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
The name is just a game. He's too hot to touch. I guess he's dangerous. Fight for fame for what? I got them things that inflame your gut. 2-2-3, turn your whole squad to angel dust. Finally the earth come around. It's just Junior motherfucker with them summer sounds. Hey, when I'm touring on the road, I keep 100 rounds. Hey, you don't know how it is, but I'm forming 100 towns. I got a stack of my shot, I feel like I am Big Papa. You put the blame on the streets, I put the blame on your father. We got enough fucking rappers. Where the fuck all these doctors? They thought that COVID was sick. Bitch, I know I'm a problem. Bitch, I know I'm a monster. I want the bread and cheese. You can hold on to pasta. These niggas scared of me. They some fucking imposter. This how a rapper rap. We ain't know that no one can stop him, no one can top him. I'ma make it happen for bonkers, nigga. Get these bars off Wonka's. Nigga, trap my rap like a toy. Call that thing Tonka, nigga. Presidential rollie, like I'm fucking Ivanka, nigga. Told you that I'm big, but I can't tell you who shot you, niggas. Oh Lord, drip down, time for it. Custom black Concords, just a flex. I'm bored, you can't fuck with my force. I be on my time source, GQ and some drip, something you can't afford.
Hey, 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 it's Mondo J. Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we take control.
Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Hey, I'ma kill him like Terrio. Let's go.
That's in effect. That's in effect.
Come around, it's just on your motherfucker with your summer sounds. Finally the earth come around, it's just on your motherfucker with your summer sounds. It's just on your motherfucker with your summer sounds.
I ain't real deal.
It's just on your motherfucker with your summer sounds.
Come on to your dome. Come on to your dome. Don't give your brain concentration. You ain't on my level. Come to your dome.
Hello.
I ain't real deal. You ain't on my level. Just call me that real deal. A bona fide rebel. Give you that real steel. It's something like metal. TLC scope. Got that red light special. Two things I give you. confrontation. Home to your dome, give your brain concentration. Metal to your heart like the game of operation. The way you evaporate it, great in condensation. My rhyme will leave in the ground, just like I buried gold. Don't be stupid, cause I'm ruthless like that Tyler Perry show. You couldn't believe who's tuning on the stereo. Embodiment underground, hottest radio.
Riding
it underground.
Hold up. Jock, and I'm rocking with the Lavas, Embodiment Underground Radio Show.
Trade it all, girl. Just trade it all, girl.
No. Baby girl, I trade it all. Do you want shopping rings? Do you want diamond rings? I trade it all. If you want the money in the bank, you need to come ride with me. I trade it all. I can give you all what you want. Baby, it's up to you, yeah. Baby, come ride with me. Baby, come ride with me. I trade it all. It's up to you what you want, girl. I'm your type, babe, you know, girl. I run this town, yeah, it's my world. I got that drip, babe, for sure, girl. You know
what you want,
bad. The jewelry from your mom, yeah, you got it bad. Stuck in a hard place, what's your decision? Do you fuck with me on that lane? If you want, I can be that guy. Shout to you, drop, girl, you're so fine. That nigga can't trip like me. That's why you know.
Girl, I trade it all.
Do you want shopping sprees? Do you want diamond rings? I trade it all. If you want the money and the fame, you need to come ride with me. I trade it all. I can give you all what you want. Baby, it's up to you, yeah. Baby, come ride with me. Baby, come ride with me. I trade it all.
I can give you things you never seen before. I can take you to the mall, buy out the whole damn store. I can buy you some new jeans and put you in Dior. Trip out to LA, we can go out and just see the stars. Looking for a rider who gon' stick next to me. I've been stuck in the hood, wondering who gon' look out for me. I can tell you about me, promise that you ain't gonna leave. I've been through hell, I tell you the difference if you ain't never seen. I can tell you I was thugging and made it out of the streets. I traded all just to live so I can see my daughter just breathe. Had to give you my all, I lost faith in me. So baby, tell me what it be.
Girl, I traded all. Do you want shopping sprees? Do you want diamond rings? I trade it all. If you want the money in the bank, you need to come ride with me. I trade it all. I can give you all what you want. Baby, it's up to you, yeah. Baby, come ride with me. Baby, come ride with me. I trade it all.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Lindsay, and you are now listening to Embodying Radio, and it's only the ground hip hop.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening. We're going to have an amazing show for you. We got a hot interview today at the bottom of the hour. Actually, the song that we just came out of, that was by Rel G's. He's going to be the independent hip-hop rap artist that will be joining us at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I like that track. Did you guys like that track with Rel G's?
Oh, yeah, I like that track.
Yeah.
You like that, Jay? Yeah. Mundo, Jay Malone in the house.
What's up, Mundo? We got him in the building. What's going on with you, Mundo?
Not much. Just grinding.
All right. Okay. Putting the time in, huh?
Yeah, got to.
That's it. It's a time to be busy.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Cool Mo. I'm sorry. I called you Cool J. But, oh, Cool Mo, you know, that was a pretty interesting track. It got a little Caribbean sound.
I know.
Too. So it was pretty cool. Yeah,
different
pretty
layers cool, pretty to that track. Yeah.
It sounds like he's a pretty talented guy.
Oh, yeah. So we can't wait. So shout out to Rel G's. I can't wait. Speaking of good music, you guys, if you're out there and you're grinding like Mundo J Malone, that means you're putting it in, because and he's not just saying that just to be saying it. You guys need to go follow Mundo J Malone. He's definitely putting the time in. He's a committed independent artist, so you guys need to snoop on it. And by the way, he got some hot music out there too, and so you guys need to follow him. How can they find you, Mundo?
Oh, they can find me on music platforms and social media platforms, Mondo J Malone. Or y'all can just Google my name, Mondo J Malone.
That's it. And Mondo, you and a couple of other talented and gifted artists, you guys are in the studio a lot, putting it down, and then you have this type of movement going with the old school beats.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that, because you know what? If we have yet to mention that on the airwaves. Yeah, so you guys got to keep up with Mondo. You guys call in. The lines are always open if you have questions for particularly Mondo. He's the artist here. You just want to talk with me, you can call too. I'll take it. I'll give you a good conversation. But just make sure that you just know that the lines are always open at 470-443-9076. That's 470-443-9076. That's at 360. The FM lines are always open. We're always on the airways from Monday until Saturday from 6 until 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, a lot of times we're playing straight music, and we're here at the studio whenever we have an awesome, interview, or we just got some good music to share with the listeners out there. But getting back to the music and our listeners, that little project you got going on.
Yeah, I'm doing a series called TBT. Of course, on social media, Throwback Thursdays. Mm-hmm. So why not incorporate it to my music, Throwback Thursdays, or nothing but throwback instrumentals.
Ooh.
That we never heard in a long time. You know, get back to old school hip hop culture these modern times. Because I bring old school vibes to these new school times. That's the definition of Mondo J Malone.
I love it. And you know that last video that you guys dropped last week, that was hot.
Oh yeah,
that was nice, wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
I enjoyed it a whole lot, man. The creativity,
they killed it too.
It was simply creative, man.
Yeah, they killed it.
And that's what I like about you know music as a whole, when it's really creative and it gives you a different vibe, something kind of feels pretty good to you, man, and something new. Man, it's popping.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
They got Mondo J over there.
Check them out. You guys, just shout out to all the independent artists, and for those who are just needing to get any type of exposure and get yourself out there, because that's how you get your listeners. You know, you have to put yourself out there. Just feel free to give us a call. We just put that number out there, 470-449-0076, or simply just go to our website, embodimentundergroundradio.com, and you can simply go to the submissions part of the menu, the tab, and you can put your music in there. You can upload it, and you can also make a request for an interview. We take in the studio interviews and also phone calls if you're not in the ATL or in the Georgia region. So, you know, we're just 100% for the independent artists. Let us hear from you. Make sure you keep us on lock from Monday to Saturday, and also download those apps. We are on Google Play Store and what is that? It's Google Play Store and Apple Store, and also Alexa Skill. I don't get along with Alexa. I'm just not vibing Alexa, because she's nosy.
They need to make a Lisa Skill.
No. She's nosy. She's very nosy. Yeah. So I have to get rid of her sometimes, because I don't trust these smart home devices my home. Yeah. Oh, they listen in.
I mean, you unplug and throw it in the garage.
I just throw it in the garage and pull it out when I need to listen to Who's Your Favorite Radio Station at 360 FM.
That's AI,
I had to put that plug out there. Had to plug X360 FM while we're in the building of X360 FM. How about that?
That's right. That's an AI unit, right? You know that, right?
I don't know. You know what?
That's artificial intelligence. That's why when you call her now, she can answer you.
She probably followed me.
She probably riding in the car, driving, pulling in.
The way things go on these days, she probably following us.
Alexa, I have found you. I'm Alexa.
Yes. You know, because it's like, what's the Twilight Zone? I can't get it out.
Like a Terminator movie.
Twilight Zone. Twilight Zone. That's Twilight.
Yeah.
Is that Twilight?
But it's almost like a Terminator movie, too.
Yeah. It's like waking up in the Twilight Zone.
The Matrix and all that come into play.
Yeah. I'm talking about three masks. We're going to be masked up with three layers deep. We're gonna be hit, folk gonna be passing out. I'm talking, I mean, it's crazy. Oh, artists, man. You guys, you know, keep it down to one. Cause we need you to be able to breathe when you're spitting those bars. Cause oh, you, man. Yeah. So
can't be spitting ball with the mask on. Though.
Yeah, don't mess up the lungs, yeah. Don't mess them up. We need you guys. We do, yeah. We do. But look, we're gonna go ahead and I just kind of went all the way around the world, you know. But I had to get it out of my system. But we're gonna get into some of this good music with some of these amazing independent artists, and I'm just super excited. Who do we have, Mundo?
We got coming up.
Number
four. Oh, yeah, yeah. We got Monster Mode.
Oh,
if I ain't a monster.
If I ain't a monster.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know that's what? Shout out to Monster Mode. I think his handle on Instagram is MonsterMode445.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It. You guys hit him up. He's a he's new to the, not new to the scene, but he's new to the people. He's now putting himself out there. And I think he has it to a science. I like him. He's a talented artist.
Oh yeah, interesting fella.
Yeah,
talented
yeah.
Guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, you guys stay locked in. Coming up is Monster Mo. Make sure you keep those apps on lock. You're now listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio. Underground Radio. Monster. If ain't no monster. Monster. Yeah. If ain't no monster. Okay. If ain't a monster, Larry Bird ain't have a jumper. Magic, he won a passer. Dominique won a dunker. Monster. If ain't a monster, LeBron ain't putting up numbers. Jordan, he ain't a legend, and Kobe Bryant ain't the mamba. Monster. If ain't a monster, then baby, he ain't a stunner. Tyson, he wouldn't punch him. Might fit, play partner. Monster. If ain't a monster, then Flesh went 8 by Dumber. D-Block, they ain't from Yonkers, and Bill Gates are driving Hondas. If ain't a monster, then Stevie, he ain't a wonder. Famous, it ain't Madonna. Beirut was just a bomb. If ain't a monster, then ass, she ain't my mama. Mayweather 0-50, his whole career was a bomber. If ain't a monster, our president was Obama. Every day I'm getting younger, and Jamaica's allergic to ganja. If ain't a monster, my name, it must be Tanya. Having your freedom, boy, and going to prison fun. Monster, please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster. Inside of me is killing, cause I'm dealing with a monster. Lock it loaded, don't bring that whole shit to monster. Oh, like a motion, that be like, oh shit, it monster. Monster, yeah, boy, I'm a motherfucking monster. Monster, yeah, boy, you listening to a monster. The life we live in, man, it turned me to a monster. The track I'm killing, because I'm feeling like a monster. If ain't a monster, jeans, it ain't intelligent. Midgets taller than giants, and insects bigger than elephants. If ain't a monster, then Brooklyn never like Biggie Sound. Nate Ross is tall and Shaq weighing about 50 pounds. If ain't a monster, then Jeff Gordon ain't a racer. Bet you won a Nick and Reggie Miller won a pacer. If ain't a monster, my dad must be Osama. Tiger Woods can't play golf and neither can Arnold Palmer. If ain't a monster, the Ku Klux Klan ain't racist. It's no snow in Alaska, no casinos in Vegas. If ain't a monster, then Snoop ain't never got high. But if ain't a monster, if ain't a monster, then Snoop ain't never got high. Boats that made for water and planes that made it fly. If ain't a monster, I guess I'm richer than Oprah. Guess I'm richer than Puffy, I guess I'm richer than Oprah. Turn to a monster, quit. This is how a monster get. Flow monster is Heron Flacco, a monster hit. Monster, please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster hit. Monster, please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster. Please pay attention, cause you listening to a monster. Inside of me is killing, cause I'm dealing with a monster. Lock and loaded, don't bring that whole shit to monster. Oh, like a motion, that be like, oh shit, it monster. Monster, yeah, boy, I'm a motherfucking monster. Monster, yeah, boy, you listening to a monster. The life we live in, man, it turned me to a monster. This track I'm killing because I'm feeling like a monster.
What's up? It's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two Series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
Legend. Dirty Diggs. Y'all know y'all see that black skin.
Black skin.
Yeah. Black skin, black skin, nothing tougher. Black skin, that's where I've been. Black skin, it ain't nothing but a sin. Black skin, black skin, black skin. Yeah. Black skin, a metaphor for pain and anguish. Black skin on the dangerous. Black skin, brutalized and ravaged. Black skin, subhuman savage. Black skin, Jim Crow and Willie Lynch. Black skin, burn and smell the stench. Black skin, sold and traded. Black skin, investigated and invaded. Black skin, charaded and paraded. Black skin, lost and found. Black skin, 229 per pound. Black skin, the brilliance is renowned. Black skin, we wore crown. Black skin, temple of the gods. Black skin, branded with cattle prods. Black skin, invisible camouflage. Black skin, a daily job. Black skin, melanin and rich. Black skin, it ain't no bitch. Black skin, strange fruit. Black skin, making loot. Black skin, color complex. Black skin, no respect. Black skin, ancient nanotech. Black skin, white mask. Black skin, oily bath. Black skin, built to last. Black skin, president past. Black skin, y'all see it? Black skin, nothing tougher. Black skin, that's where I've been. Black skin, ain't nothing but a sin. Black skin, black skin. I know y'all see that black skin shining in the sun. That's that black skin. It's the only one. Black skin, black skin, black skin. It's black skin. Legends, Dirty Diggs.
Facebook, Embodiment Underground Radio. It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rocking with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
Ain't no duration without connection.
Welcome to the.
I'm grateful I'm granted the floor for this. Know this a gift that you give, and the written I spit give me sense of euphoria. I'm racing collisions on route that you give, and you gave me the soul of a warrior. Ain't honest to know what's in store for us. Follow us and a lift chance to start blowing up. Whether or not we start blowing up, intuition just the voice of the Most High. We only can see from the ground level, the urge from the gutters from bird's eye. The rep if I know I'm a reason connected, you gave me a reason to rhyme. Opposing the opposite forces, you gave me the purpose to ride or to die. Keeping this shit too organic. Natural essence aligned with the planet. The nature that you have created aligned with the talent that's granted. But most will not manage. Passing up lessons you hand them to use of their talent is knocking the world off its balance. Also got blood on my hands. A trauma acquired gave urge of a savage. Been battling rage. I lean to vices to ease all the pain. Black seed and sea moss to balance the damage. To lift all them internal stains. Why after popping them beans, I still possess all of this knowledge and wit. The gift is still riding on principle, even though I was with niggas with sticks. Who gave petty reasons to hit? Thanks for the silence to God toward a shift. I don't know how many lifetimes you grant, so I can't waste no more of this one for shit. Time of the essence. Bust my shit, being ungrateful through message. Steering the wheel instead of submit to your will. Crash on my drive for a second. I'm just gonna work what I got. My past patience had me with the flock. Pulling a lead with no purpose. We were just searching for pills and some pussies to pop.
You don't use a gift, you curse. And if you do, don't fall in the hands of a handler who's trying to change up your value for profit, extorting your talent and lando on damage. You push them ahead, knowing and let them ask the nerves to get fucked. But we always change up your value for profit, extorting your talent and lando on damage. You.
Yeah, I believe in the grit. Faith is divine when combined with intent. The fuels to progression, the workload permit. They tend to inspire who need them a lift. They chose a handout and I chose a grid. Embracing the pain to later present. If hell is the matrix, then Franco the glitch. Who painted a clear picture whenever he spit. I'm grateful and granted the floor for this. I'm not a gangster, just see what I seen. I'm more like a spiritual warrior. All my pain gave me a story, bruh. My gift is what gave me euphoria. Gave me a why when demons start showing up. I pray for my stillness when blowing up.
thanks for the strength, I'm not folding up. Forcing the patience, we're growing up. Thanks for the pain, present the past, that's what helped me start exploring you. Yeah, you have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough. Yeah, you have to feel pain before going up. The drip without rain have you folding up. You don't know yourself, you don't know enough.
Exclusive only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. You know what? It's official. We are cutting the echo button. We are cutting. That's not part of the show, you guys. Somehow Silk just, he loves to hit that button. But look, I'm vibing at, oh my gosh, Franco Shack. You guys, please go follow him on all social media platforms. We have Instagram. What's that? Frank O.
Shack.
Is it underscore or Shack? Is it Franco Shore?
Franco.
Franco Shack underscore, I believe.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Oh, we messing up, Franco. We messing up.
Oh,
he's going to have our heads. But look, you guys, you know, we just have a plethora of artists that we like to share with you guys, and they're all independent artists. So if you're an aspiring independent artist that is out there, please make sure, feel free to submit your music for a little exposure. You can visit us at the Embodiment Underground Radio .com, and you can also go to etch360fm.com, so you can submit on either one of those websites. And speaking of good artists and amazing and talented artists, we're gonna be bringing in Rel G's. He's on the line now, and so we're really super excited to get the 911 on this awesome artist. Rel, can you hear me? Are you there? All right, we are so super excited to have you join us today on this Thursday evening. Now you're out of Philly, aren't you? Is that correct?
Yes, home of the cheesesteaks. Yeah.
Okay. You Lord, you know what? I hadn't had a good cheesesteak in so long. We can't even get a good one down here in ATL, Rel. It's, you know, they don't let us down.
Oh, come on now. I said, all the good food places up there,
Now, you know what? I am of a particular age, and you just got to be there to experience. When I was growing up, we had the best.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Philly cheesesteaks, you can find them anywhere. And now, you know, they skimp on the meat and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
I promise you. So we're going to have to come up there to Philly, get us a good Philly cheesesteak one day. What you think, Sil?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we can get Rel to get.
Mondo, we're going to hop the airplane and go get some Philly cheesesteaks.
Rel can FedEx us one, though.
Yeah. He had to send us one freezing and send it down to us. He can do that. But look, Rel, you know what? I'm sitting here talking about Philly cheesesteak. How, you know what? I'm super excited because this track, I know that you are a new artist. Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I did a little reading up on you and followed you on social media. So I like what you're doing. I like what you're putting out there. And particularly, we started the show off again with Trade It All. That had many layers, Rel. You showed out on that track. You showed
Ooh,
out.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, because we're sitting in here, you know, at the studio and we vibing it, you know, at the opening of the show. And I'm like, wait a minute. Do I hear a little Jamaican music or, you know,
Caribbean,
a little Caribbean? Yeah, he threw one on us.
Yes. I love it. See, I love y'all. Y'all see, I didn't have to explain to y'all what I did. Y'all already can sense it. Y'all already sensed it. And that was my vibe, what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to bring that reggae R&B vibe together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want. That was the goal.
Uh-huh.
So now that y'all can see it, I completed my goal. So now everybody know what it is, and it's a vibe. I bring that rap in there. I put rap, R&B, and reggae all in one.
You put it down.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, okay. I like that jagged edge.
You caught that. Okay. Caught that jagged. Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Say it one more time.
Oh, yeah. I know about jagged edge.
Oh, yeah. You know you were showing out. You were showing out when you put that together. Tell me, what was going on with you, Rel, when you put this piece together? Because what was on your mind? You had a lot on your mind.
On my mind right there, which you guys already broke down, which I love, is the fact that what I did want to do, I did want to give tribute to Jagged Edge. That was the first thing. My man just caught that very well. That was a tribute to Jagged Edge, one, and I remixed it in my own flavor. So I wanted to bring the island vibes with the R&B vibes and rap all in one. And then also, I wanted to give an outlook on, you know, I want to let our ladies, for the ladies, I want ladies to know that, you know, If you listen. If you're ready to roll, you gotta take a gamble. You gotta take a chance. You know, you can't keep saying, going on social media talking about, oh, there ain't no good man on here. Well, it's the crowd that you keep, and the crowd that you become, the crowd that you bring, that's what you're gonna get.
Precisely. Yeah. Yes. That's point on. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you can't say, oh, I don't want this. Point of dragging it, well, it's something you got to do. You got to get to the point where you're looking for the person that you want. And sometimes, you know, God might got what you want right there, but you don't want
it. That is so true.
Sometimes you overlook it because we got with the city girls and what Cardi B is talking, people forget what was originally already here before, but we all caught up to what city girls and Cardi B and all that, which is nothing wrong with him.
Oh, Rel, you know what? You know, he having church up in here.
Yeah.
Rel, you know what? I am so vibing you. He just don't know because I'm always. Let me zip you. Continue on, Rel. Don't let me stop you.
No, my Lord. I'm telling you, don't get me started because we don't have church in this room. We'll have church in Austin, man. Listen, we're so caught up with this generation that's caught up. And the youth ain't going to the elders because what Cardi B, City Girls, and all them preachers. And listen, I ain't saying that you can't get a bag and get what you want. Listen, if somebody gonna use you, get what you want. I ain't saying you can't, but don't sit there and try to be the main focus. Okay, we ain't gonna do this. I ain't giving you this. I ain't giving you that big purr. Listen, that's what it's allowed. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can do this, and it's okay to do that. But we gonna use that nigga. That nigga ain't giving us what we want. Then we ain't giving it to him. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
I gotta work to get it.
That's it. Yeah. It's a doggy world. Let me stop. Yeah.
They're trying to change the game.
Yeah, he's trying to change. Doing pretty darn good job at it, too. But, you know, we got some warriors out there, you know. We got the Rel G's out there, the Maureen Guests and the Mundos and the Silks. And it's a whole lot more out there that's on the same frequency, I promise you. We're just being silenced. You know, we're in the era of silencing one another. Yes. Yeah. Well, you're doing some things, Rel, because you know you're new to the industry. From what I'm not really sure. First of all, because I'm making an assumption, and it never gets you anywhere. How long have you been in the music scene? Not necessarily coming out to the public, but how long has this been a part of your journey?
Well, now. I can say professionally wise, this will be going on 4 years now.
Okay.
There's been three total, but this year it'll be 4 years.
All right.
This year will be 4 years. You're going on four. I'm professionally, but I've been doing music actually. I really recognized my gift since 11. I recognized my gift at 11, but it was always a second hobby towards me because I always wanted to play sports. But I never had the push and never had the backing to do this, you know, to do it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I always played it, but my family never really supported. So, you know, I've always played it and I always wanted to keep my dreams and all that because I always wanted to be a Tar Heel boy and go to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to do like Jordan. I've always thought I was going to be like Jordan, you know what I'm saying?
But, yeah.
You know, I always thought, you know, that was my goal, to be around Roy Williams and the whole cast and be North Carolina. But after what's going on right now, College Madness, North Carolina and Duke, all them big schools ain't really getting big like they used to be no more. So maybe I did the right thing. Mm-hmm. I did the right thing by going to the music.
Yeah.
I did the right thing because, yeah, you know, all the little schools that was little now are being big now. So, you know. I think music was a good outlook.
That's it.
So that was always my second passion, but it's always been my passion. Sports and music was always my passion.
Okay.
So a lot of things I went through. I call my music journey the Jordan Experience, actually, because I went through a lot. I dropped music for a while because people didn't have faith in me, and people were jealous of me, hating on me, backbiting on me, and I had to be, and I always tried to fit in, but really I didn't really have to fit in because people really were jealous of me the whole time, come to find out.
Absolutely.
I had more of talent than what they had.
Yeah.
I mean, just, so with that being said, as God connected me with the right people, and I was with my independent label in Johnson 302, Delaware, Richard Brainiac, some things happened, whatever, so we didn't go forward in our quest.
Okay.
But I remember what he told me to this day. He said, "Rel, I got you there. I got you in the door. Now it's time for you to finish it. If you don't put that album out, people want to, it's one thing to put out a single. Anybody can put out a single. But you can't put out, but this business, they respect albums. Albums get respected.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? People will start to get serious." So I listened to it all in my head, and I said, you know what? You know, I finally got out of my slump. And, you know, I had the tools, so I can't say that God didn't put me with nobody to help, because now I'll be telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's up to me. So what I did was I took it on myself. I took it on myself as a grown man, put my ethical drawers on, put them things on. I kept on working. And I put out the EP, my first EP. Well, actually, that 9 songs. It's called The Freshman. That was my 2020 album I put out.
Was that your 20? That wasn't your first. That's your most recent release. Am I correct?
No, that was my last. No, that was my last year release. My recent release is what you guys got now.
Okay.
With United Masters with Traded All. That's new. That's new stuff. That's all new. That's new this year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like it. Yeah. We vibing with that. We gonna spend that a little while. We gonna keep that in rotation for a minute if you okay. Cool with it, okay. Rel.
Oh. Hey, listen. Hey, honey, you can play all of it. I don't mind. I got Traded All, Bet on Me, and that little script joint I call Rack with my man The Realist. All of them is featured with my boy The Realist. So all three of them tracks you got. Listen, y'all can bump all three of them. Y'all gonna love all three of them.
Okay, all right. Now, do you have a Twitter account, yeah. Rel?
Yes.
Okay.
Rel G. Yep, Rel G 21.
Okay, so we'll make sure we follow you on that platform, and also too, you'll. When we're spinning your music, it'll actually show up in your feed that we're actually having okay. you in the run of the station. So yeah, we're gonna put you out there and let the listeners know what we have, because you NDR is really putting it down, Rel, and I say this basically on every show, and I think it's really relevant that I do so. You know, we're living in an era, you know, where you know things are happening, okay, and I don't like to give it too much energy or too much focus, and I continuously, and I just said this the other day to another artist over the phone. I think we spoke for an hour and a half, and it was a good conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. So shout out to Mike Flizzy out there. I enjoyed your conversation, but we were talking about these times and what is happening, and you know, this is the first time, if ever, that the independent artist is they're on the same playing field with the mainstream artist because of the shift.
Agree.
You guys have the same platforms to utilize, and I'm going to tell you, the fans out there, they're wanting to hear more from the independent artists. Much love to the mainstream, but that love is steadily, I mean, and at a rapid pace, is growing towards the independent.
Yeah.
So it's time for you guys to shine bigger than what you ever have. you know. So I can't wait to be a fly on the wall. I'm gonna be all in the middle of the crowd. I'm gonna be in the center of it, you know. So you guys are really out here, but you're creating, and it's amazing all these interviews that we've had. It seems like each and every one of them so far has had the same energy. Right. The universe is a powerful thing.
Yeah, some real
good. Ain't it? Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, yeah. What you talking about? Yeah. Well, look, Rael, now, are there any more projects that you have in your back pocket that you can share? Or, you know, what do you have going on? Is there anything that the listeners need to, our fans and your fans and our listeners, anything they need to be looking for Rael G's, because you're putting it down?
Well, as of right now, I got my EP has been ready to come out. The sophomore album coming out soon. I'm working on that as of right now, getting ready to come out, because the freshman was my solo album, but now I'm about to work on the sophomore album soon. And then I got a couple of features with my LA connection, my boy Go Get It the Paper Boy. I already got songs out with him already, and we got more songs coming out. And I got some more future with the realest, the boy that you heard on Trade It All.
Okay.
So I got some. I got a lot of stuff, and then I'm going to be traveling to Louisville on the 17th, and going to Orlando on the 30th to do a performance as well. So.
Okay. So you got enough on your plate. You're busy for what, the next couple of years, it sounds like. You got a lot going on. And
Doing this thing.
But you know, and I like that. I really do. I'm being silly here, but we're definitely gonna be keeping an eye on you, Rael, and I wish we had more time, you know, particularly with,
you
know, yeah, because you got a lot of energy, you know. So we're gonna have to do this again. I've been telling quite a few artists who has, you know, those who got amazing things to tell. I can't really think of too many who haven't, you know. And I like the energy that's coming through the show. So I'm not complaining whatsoever. So we're just gonna have to keep this thing up, okay? You're part of the family, and you know. Stay connected. And in the meantime, let the listeners know how they can snoop on you in a good sense.
If you guys want to snoop on me, ain't that hard, baby. Listen, let me tell y'all. If y'all want to find my music, you got to go through my full name. I know I put it in my stage name, but BMI, you know, they're very particular on names, mm-hmm. so I need my regular name. If you guys want to look me up, it's Terrell Moore.
Terrell
last name
Moore. Uh-oh, Rael. Did we lose you? We lost
you. No.
Okay. Woo. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got Terrell. You were giving out your hand. I think the last part we heard was the IG handle.
So that was the links, music links. Yeah, Terrell Moore. And then you look at Terrell Moore, you'll see me on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, SoundCloud, Deezer, Napster, Pandora, Amazon, Google. I'm everywhere. TikTok, I'm everywhere. So.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then social media, Terrell Moore at Facebook, and what else? Terrell Moore. Instagram,
Rael G's 21. So better yet, it's just like a lot of people say who's out there grinding as yourself, just Google you. That'll pull everything up. That's a good thing when you propagate through the top of the Google. So nothing wrong with that. Yeah, that means you're putting yourself out there. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're all about, is assisting the indie artists in getting as much, the creative artists particularly. I'm really finicky. Right. Yeah, so for those who, you know, they're out there and they're trying to, you know, grow with it. And for the masters out there, all of them, you know, we're 100% exclusively for the independent artists. So I always like to suggest and tell you guys to use us to your to the best of your ability. We have so many things we have to offer, so just go to our website, you guys, and check it out. And also to listeners, you guys want to get a copy of this particular interview with the amazing Rael G's, aka, is it Terrell or Terrell Moore? How do I pronounce that, Rael?
Terrell Owens.
Yep. Terrell, okay, all right. So you guys, make sure you please go check him out, and we're just, you know, you guys gonna be hearing them on the radio station, all right? And also, you can put that request in too. If you can't get enough of Rail, just go ahead and hit that what's that request line on the website, and you can submit it however many times you would like. Okay, so you don't start some stuff, Rail. So again, we vibing that track, and we're gonna listen to all the others to follow and afterwards. So we're excited. You stay in contact, Rail. I enjoyed this interview. I just wish I had more time. Yeah.
Oh, I love the energy and vibe. I love y'all so much. I mean, I wish we had more time too. And I was definitely, oh, trust me, we're family, so I'm definitely gonna be picking y'all.
There
all
you
the
go.
Time.
Sounds like a winner. Sounds like a winner. And we'll be in touch sooner than what you think. All right.
Okay.
Sure will. All right, Rail. But look, you enjoy your evening, and we just, I don't know, we're all eyes. We love you. Thank you.
Love the track. Much love,
love
man.
You too. Thank
all
you.
Right, man.
Thank you. Peace. Thank y'all.
All right. Well, look, you guys, that was independent hip-hop rap artist. I always like to mention American rapper or hip-hop artist or whatever type of artist that you might be. But you guys, make sure you check him out. I'm vibing it. I like that. You know, he does a little bit of everything.
Yeah,
you know,
like
yeah, had put the vocals in there along with the rap, and then you got the, that's what he said, reggae. I referred to it as Jamaica. I don't know what I just said. Well, it was a Jamaica vibe, you know. Oh, yeah. But I just didn't, yeah. I didn't say the genre. Okay. You
yeah,
know,
it's, all.
Yeah, it's yeah. Definitely had a little reggae kind of Caribbean sound, I thought. But
yeah, like, yeah,
it was like good as jerk chicken to me.
Yeah, oh, get out of here. But he did a quite. That was a quite. The mix up was really nice. It was a real nice mix up.
It was a little different.
Yeah,
a little flow. It was cool.
There was a lot of layers too. You know, it's hard when you keep adding extra layers. Yeah. But before we talking about layers, you guys, we gonna talk about this real quick, and I don't know how much time we got. How much time is it? How many minutes we have, engineer?
You got nine.
I got 9 minutes, sound engineer. All right, so we got to talk about this. You guys,
she talking to me like I'm
tweet. Tweet us. Tweet us on Twitter, or the lines are open. I want to get this off my chest. This is the perfect time to get it off my chest. And sound engineer kind of he looked. Why'd you cut my mic off? He looking nervous. I swear, did you just cut my mic off? Did you just literally cut my mic off?
No, I was turning it up a little bit.
No.
Trying to tune it.
No, I think you tried to see. So you into the censoring too now?
No,
huh?
Here it comes.
See, you know, it's like the neighbors gonna start telling on you when you ain't got your mask on when you're coming out the house. So now you're gonna censor me on my own show. Okay, all it's right. All good. Let's talk about this little Nas. This god dang.
It's like
wait. This god darn.
No, you said it right.
Look, no, I really want to say it another way. You know, I'm not a happy camper. And one might say, well, Maureen, how does it affect you? Well, Maureen, you know, we all have decisions. You know, we live in that era now. You know, well, Maureen, you know, we have a right. You know, but Maureen, you know, Satan is cold, you know, but Maureen, there's a lot of Satan followers. You know what? This dude right here has really fell, rolled over a couple of times, fell again, and then bumped his head.
Oh, yeah, he did. And it's a shame that, you know, it's just people will actually go there and express themselves in that manner. And just to me, really, just to get attention and to get paid, of course. But you're selling your soul out. You're selling yourself out, your parents out, your family out, your people, everybody.
Mm-mm. It's. I just think he just tipped that too far. You know, it's okay to kind of step outside of the, or you know, go against the grain. But this one right here, I have no words. But I know I'm feeling a little concerned about it. And what's even more concerning is that a lot of people defend it. I mean, this is what we resulted to. And you know, I'm not one, you know, we all come from different backgrounds and walks of life and religions and belief systems. You know, at the end of the day, we all come from the same source, whether we like it or not. You know, it doesn't matter how vast the difference is or how close the commonalities are. We are still from the same source. But where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line with all the freedom to, you know, because we're fighting for freedom, but then we're fighting on the other hand, there's too much freedom. You feel what I'm saying? I believe there should be boundaries. Yeah. And then you got the freedom on another side that they're just, anything goes. This is like, do you. You know, I'm right. Just, you know, all these little sayings have really dumbed down the psychological state of being. So what's really going on? What kind of freedom are we aiming to keep, to save, because it's under attack?
But it looks like it's a product of something to me. If people, people can see where it looks like if you got the guts or you got the nerve or you just didn't care or whatever, how far could you go to really just sell yourself out for money?
Yeah, or fame, because you can be broke and just be famous.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's some fame issues too. But I'm pretty sure somebody don't put up some money for this.
Oh yeah,
to go out and do this. And you know, he's always been a kind of edgy type of guy.
And I'm cool with edgy. I love edgy people. I really do. Yeah, but this right here is like far beyond that.
Right, and he didn't have to do that because he seemed to be, you know, pretty talented. You know, he was. You know, he had some pretty good stuff out there. You know, and he could have made it that way, but he had to, I guess, maximize it the way he, you know, chose to, was to draw negative attention.
Yeah.
And selling himself out that way, because I guess to maximize his purse. But you know, I guess I don't know about. I haven't seen anybody defending it.
I'm way out there in cyberspace, so I'm able to come across a lot. And there is a group. I mean another walk of life where people, you know, they're cool with it. You know, and a lot of people's stances are okay. Well, this is entertainment. Let him do what he does. You have to, you know, it's not you. You parents need to watch your children. You should know not to let them see this. And you, because a lot of people are concerned about the well-being of our children, of our youth. And so you got the knuckleheads over here who says, well, and they're partly right. Yes, it's up to the parents to censor their children and to, you know, try to, you know, get under control as to what they can and cannot do. However, God darn it, how they're making parenting very tough. How much censoring can one do to keep them from the bull crap that we're now accepting? It's kind of like, you're taking every tactic or technique that we once had that we can't do, because then you're teaching in the schools, you're getting into the kids' heads in the school, you know, everybody's getting in, they don't already stole the children from us. They, you know, intercepting how we parent, you know, and everybody's pro this and pro that with no boundaries. And so, you know,
destroying a future.
They've taken away parents having the ability to parent their children.
And you know, that's destroying the future, because our children
future
are
is
our future.
Shut out.
Yeah, that's what our children are.
But it's temporary. It's temporary. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, but
they're actually trying. They're definitely trying.
It's
definitely a working place.
Oh yeah, I believe that.
So it's kind of like who's that in basketball, Mondo? Kind of a strange, weird guy that came out.
Robin.
What's his name?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, Dennis
Rodman.
That was
the first one. We only had a couple of weird ones afterwards, haven't we? But I think he paved the way.
Yeah, Dennis was a weird one too. And you know, you get certain people like that sometimes who need those gimmicks, man, to really bring it, you know, capitalize on attention. And
but you know, he really didn't need to do that, because I listened to an interview, I think over the summer, when this thing came out, you know, and the world changed with the blink of an eye. And I forgot who was doing the interview, and he's very intelligent. He has a lot of insight. He's really, really, I mean, literally intelligent. And his conversation was like, it was impeccable. I mean, he did the way he speaks and what he says, and you know, his points that he puts out there, it's
top notch.
So
that let you know that he knows what he's doing, and it's gimmick based, and it's all for just to maximize his purse.
But I just think, you know, when your mental is in order, you just can't. That's the maximum of maximizations. Yeah, is that a word, you guys? Yeah. I just created a word.
No morals, though.
So not realizing they're already amazing. If you just, you know, because I just stop and listen and hear the person speak, and that supersedes all to me.
Right. Yeah. I often face people of that manner when they can speak very well, whatever they're talking about, whether it be the Bible or very well versed in certain things, and then their morals are just shot out.
But you have those who can speak very well, and at the same time, when you're listening to them put that etiquette type deal on, or I call it wordplay, I can feel the
shallowness.
I can feel the cover up.
Right.
I can smell it a mile away. I don't care how intellectual, you know, the dialogue is. I can see straight through it. And you can get a person who can, you know, just talk like, you know, all type of slang, and, you know, just let it all roll out, and, you know, just let the hair down, you know, cursing like a mother sucking sailor, you know, but they be talking some real stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's all an illusion. Everything right. is an illusion.
Yeah. And they're the ones that real, the real people that are, that'll have your back.
Yeah, you and know. You listen to them; they deeper than the ones who, you know, yeah. you know.
But you wouldn't really know, because they're not putting that facade.
We've been trained. Like we've been trained that way. Yeah, we've been given the wrong data.
Right.
But
if it weren't for that, though, would we really be talking about this particular person?
That's a good question. I
don't
a,
know if we would be.
That's a open ended question. That's a.
I mean,
you can't say yes or no.
I mean, just saying, based on his music, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know if we would.
Yeah, I know. I'm concerned. I'm just saying. I do believe in boundaries, and there should be limitations to everything. You just can't just do you.
You just can't just jump into
that. Yeah, you know. Right? You know. You got the ones out there who like to, you know, they like to just curse everybody out and just be obnoxious in every approach, and they're like, I just say it like it is. I'm like, well, you know, that's not always attractive. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, you gotta know when to say it like it is, and when how to, you know, put a little class on top of it. And that might not be right, because you can say it like it is doesn't mean it's not classy. Right, so here we go. We have another psychological conversation. We're gonna close this thing out, because I'm going to take it into a whole nother hour.
You know, it's like chicken soup for the soul, you know?
yeah. Well, look, you guys, I'm lost. Where are we? We're now past the time. We're going to go ahead and close out. You know, we got an amazing lineup. We're going to have a sound engineer. He just going to close it out, you guys. But look, make sure you keep us on your schedules Monday through Saturday from 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I like to give the zone, because we are international. So just depending from where you're listening. Shout out to all our listeners. We are trending in 86-plus countries. And so we just salute all the listeners. Without the listeners, there will not be an Embodiment Underground Radio. But for now, you guys, we are well past the top of the hour. I'm your host, Maureen Guest, and you can find me on all social media platforms.
And this is your co-host, Manu J. Malone. You find me on all social media platforms as well.
Oh, yeah, and this is your boy, Silk, man. I'm over here engineering this sound.
He handling the business.
Over here on the ones and twos, I like to call them, but, you know, I'm going to get some rights and ups and downs and round and rounds too. But shout out to the indie artists, man. This is what it's all about. Shout out to Mike Flizzy, my boy, Dr. Sushi, and some more folks out there.
It's a plethora of artists out there that we just simply adore.
I want to say, what's up, Duck? You know, all you guys, man. What's going on, man? Okay. Y'all hit us back, man. Let's get this thing cranking again.
All right, you guys. Look, you've been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio, and we have taken control.
I got royal blood in my veins. Pride till I die, you too loyal to shame. Growing from the mud, we don't see soil the same. Fuck with my past stems, I plant seeds for the change. Through the low class living, I never played the lottery. Buy you my ideas, the jackpot's inside of me. If you gotta say UG, you don't really move silently. Never in the heat of the kitchen like the lasagna beat. Used to mob deep, now I'm becoming a prodigy. Cause havoc to them crooks, headway on it. Yellow tape metrics, better proceed with caution. Young niggas these days, they really ain't with no talking. Kyrie offenses, it's nothing for them to cross you. Your only options, coma or coffin. Snare from having no conscience or no dreams.
Got him ironically sleepwalking. The body's a vehicle, that's what my folks taught me. They got demons bidding for yours just like an auction. I just stay under my center reading my options. This my shot to ball, my hooper shot was too awkward. Like flesh on Marion. The sun been a mirror for years and I cherish it. Became allergic to fitting in, fuck Claritin. Pre-made the fit with this heat, no bearing.
Take it in a mission, it's hip-hop convention. My pen is endless, full of penicillin. I ain't old school, I put you in detention. Breaking your heart, I'm not mid-condition. Me and Chad talk. We known as rebels, way in the water, see below the level. Made a new wave, like I throw a pebble. Bet you get blown like smoke out the kettle. Just an outcast of a Gemini man, fighting myself like Gemini man. Call me pandemic, I sanitize hands. We in routine, but my clan. Eat you, geek goose, beat you, defeat you like a seafood. Your flows are style like a pair of V-Zoos. I diss you so hard, your feds could teach you. They call me D1, they call you D2. You so way behind, you stuck in week two. All in person's real, is a Hebrew. Push it like Malice, Mr. Me Too. Yeah, I see you as a YouTube star with only 3 views. Claiming that the streets like the blood's deep blue.
Guess who I am? I am. Yeah, Black Mermaid in the streets talking shit spiritually. Got a problem facing truth that you got a problem with me. Ain't worried about opinions, you mean is drowning my seas. Salty Himalayan ain't beefing over the meat. Like Arby's in the booth, cooking up a season, you niggas drowning the stew. Rodents get a clue, electrifying shit, I'm Pikachu. Lay dormant if I take a Pikachu, I got a catalog for days. Pen get to tapping and the fear drifts away. Give me a mic, I got a lot to say. Stand behind my words so you worms squirm away. Don't call me lame if you ain't getting paid. Paper chasing paper, your paper stuck in a phase. I'm not an actor, but bitch, I got the stage. Socially distanced, bitch, I'm bringing sage. I got hydraulics, I'm popping, I make that ass drop. I'm the owner, the buyer, call me the pop shop. You blow a whistle, I'm fouling, but I will not stop. Your nigga can't get it, no need to cock block.
Transform your mind, transform your body, and lose yourself with the most revolutionary and professional training system in fitness. If you've tried training in the past and failed, we will help you succeed with our proven results. Our optimal performance training covers stabilization, core conditioning, and maximum strength conditioning. Get started by calling 1-800-430-1423. That's 1-800-430-1423. Embodiment Fitness. We don't work out, we train. Lose yourself.
Not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment